Welcome to Mindset, Money, and Manifestation, where we explore the transformative power of your thoughts on your financial reality. Join me, your host, Kelly Roman, and as a child, I temporarily lost my hearing and developed a sixth sense to feel energy. In this podcast, we dive deep into energy and the psychology of wealth, uncovering strategies to rewire your mindset for abundance. Get ready to manifest your dreams and unlock the keys to financial freedom. Think of me like a BFF who you would turn to for guidance and watch it manifest. All right. Welcome back to Mindset, Money, and Manifestation. I am your host, Kelly Roman. And on today's episode, we will explore the mysteries of the universe as we discuss synchronicities, coincidences, and the intriguing world of angel numbers. I have to say, I love this topic. I love anything woohoo. I love anything supernatural. It's so fascinating to me. I could probably talk your ear off on the subject, but I will try to keep it concise and together for the sake of this podcast. But if you do have any message or excuse me, any questions after this, you can feel free to DM me. I love talking about this. I love whatever messages, passing them on to others. I like to say I'm just delivering the mail, just delivering the messages I receive from source, our higher power, God, whatever it is that you believe in. So when I first began manifesting, it was in 2007. Now, mind you, we're always manifesting. We were born into this world with manifestation powers. You're either, it's 365 days a year. It's you know, every second, every hour, every day you are manifesting. You're either consciously doing it or you're subconsciously doing it. So I consciously began in 2007. For those who are newer to me, who don't know my story, is I was pregnant with my son, and my mom handed me the movie when it was Netflix, and they came in the mail, and she handed me this movie called The Secret. And I was pregnant with my son at the time, and I had no idea that this would lead me on the spiritual path. Now, I was always somebody who believed in God and Jesus and prayer, but The Secret opened up a whole new universe to me. From there, I obviously began researching all the great teachers, and it seems they all have a very similar message. And it was around this time I began to see what we call angel numbers, and I began to really pay attention to the synchronicities that were happening around me. So first, I began to see 111, 1111, 222, and it was happening so often that it caught my attention, which is when I began to research it. So through my findings and research, is our angels, our guides who have been sent to protect us or guide us, they could speak to us, so say, all right? They could send us messages. They speak to us through numbers, names, colors, animals, synchronicities. It could be an item like a feather. You may be walking and you just see a random feather. It could be items such as coins. It could be really anything. You, as the person, you will intuitively know if that message is for you. You'll feel it in your gut. And the more you begin to awaken, the more you'll get those gut, that knock in the gut, the intuitive pull, so easy for me to say, right? So I just want you to understand, the universe is always speaking to us, but it's up for us to listen, to awaken and consciously listen and put it together. So if you're new to manifesting or the spiritual world and you're seeing numbers or animals, those messages are being sent to you. So I want to talk a little bit about angel numbers first. So to begin, to unravel the concept of angel numbers, have you ever seen repeated numbers, again, such as 111, 222, 333, appearing everywhere as you turn, as I described as I did earlier when I first began? Well, these numbers are often referred to as angel numbers, believed to be messages from the divine or the universe. But what do they mean? How do you decipher these messages, right? So each number holds its own unique significance. For instance, seeing 111 might signal a new beginning or the manifestation of your thoughts into reality. Meanwhile, 333 could be a gentle reminder from the universe to trust in your abilities and stay aligned with your purpose. These numbers serve as a subtle nudge guiding us along our life path. And I believe until we get the first message being sent to us, we can't progress to the next one. So the next time you see an angel number, I want you to stop. I want you to look up the meaning. I would put in, when I first began, what is the spiritual meaning of 111? What is the spiritual meaning of 1212? Try to relate it to what you were thinking of when you saw the angel number. What was in your thought? What are you going through at that time? You can even ask out loud if you're confused. What does this mean? Help me make sense of it. And I noticed as I began to open up more and more, that is when the numbers began to get deeper, such as I started at the 111, 222s, 333s, 444s. Then I got into the 1010s, the 1212s, the 1234s. So if you see a number that speaks to you, you will feel it in your gut. Stop, research the meaning, and begin to apply that lesson to your life. Now, it's not as if somebody, I'm speaking to you right now, right? I'm telling you exactly what to do. When you're receiving spiritual messages and spiritual nudges, sometimes you're going to have to see that message a few times, okay? But begin to consciously be aware, all right? You will begin, once you begin to uncover these subtle messages, it will lead to the other messages, all right? But angel numbers are not just, they're not the only thing. They're just the tip of the iceberg. Synchronicities, those seemingly chances occurrence that hold deeper meaning, are equally fascinating. Have you ever thought of a friend only to receive a text message from them moments later? Or perhaps you stumbled upon a book that held the exact answer you were seeking? These synchronicities are like cosmic winks, reminding us that we're in tune with the universe rhythm. Some believe that synchronicities are orchestrated by a higher power, while others view them as a manifestation of our subconscious mind. Regardless of the interpretation, synchronicities serve as a gentle reminder that we are interconnected with the universe and that there's a deeper order to this chaos of our everyday life. Synchronicities are like messages from the universe. They're guiding us along our paths and offering insights into the mysteries of the world. When we encounter these meaningful coincidences, it's essential to pause and reflect on their significance. What do they mean? Now, journaling is one powerful method to deepen our understanding of synchronicities. Keep a journal, and each time you have a synchronicity or an epiphany or an angel number, I want you to write it down. And that way, and then write down the meaning, write down what you thought it meant, you know, as you did your research and as you begin to apply it to your life. That way you could begin to look back and see what it is, how often they're happening, what's happening. I had recently found my journal from when I began too. And it's amazing the progression of the messages and my life and the progression matching my awakening to the spiritual world around us. So for instance, if you keep seeing a certain animal or somebody's name keeps being said to you or anything that you think, wow, I keep seeing this, right? You are going to be the indicator of what these messages are. My messages are different than your messages. So I may see something that I find significant, but you might not. All right. So you're going to research the meaning behind it. I want you to take the time to uncover hidden meanings. The more we become conscious of the world around us, the more we can begin to understand we are being guided and spoken to. And again, it is up for us to listen and make sense of the messages. So another way to gain insight into your synchronicities is to practice meditation. All right, you don't have to do huge meditation practices, which the more you're into this, the more you can. But again, simply a deep breath. I think I've said this before in a previous podcast. Taking in three big deep belly breaths will put you in a meditative state. Now, by quieting the mind and tuning into our intuition, we can gain clarity and insight into the messages embedded with synchronicities. Meditation allows us to connect with our inner guidance and discern the deeper meanings behind these cosmic winks and spiritual nudges. Additionally, engaging in meaningful conversations with trusted friends or spiritual mentors can provide valuable perspectives on the synchronicities and angel numbers that's happening to you. Sometimes having an outside observer can offer the insights that we may overlook on our own, helping us gain a deeper understanding of the message being conveyed. Now, remember, as I mentioned before, that, you know, when we call people, the answers are truly within us. Source speaks to us because Source speaks to everybody. And we're all interconnected, though, but their perspective of your life will be different because of their own reality, their own experiences. But sometimes it is good to get insights from those that you trust. I'm not saying call everybody, but those that you feel are an awakened higher state, maybe somebody who's a couple chapters ahead of you in their spiritual awakening, to give you just some insight of what they think, and then you take it and apply it to your life. And then, as always, I think I speak of gratitude all the time. But lastly, practicing gratitude is a powerful way to honor synchronicities and invite more blessings into your life. So, by expressing gratitude for the synchronicities that you've been experiencing, you open yourself up to receiving even more divine guidance and support from the universe. So, whether it's through journaling, which I highly recommend, get a journal. If you're on this spiritual path, grab a journal. Document it. It'll be amazing. It's amazing, and I've said this before, when you put thoughts to paper and pen, the way the manifestation process just catapults. But whether it's journaling, meditation, divination, or gratitude practice, the key to approach synchronicities is with an open heart and a curious mind. So by embracing these spiritual nudges and looking into their meanings, you deepen your connection to the universe, and you uncover the wisdom that lies within it. Now, a lot of people may dismiss these phenomenons as synchronicities as mere coincidences. While it's easy to brush off angel numbers and synchronicities as random occurrences, their commonness in our lives suggests otherwise. From ancient civilizations to modern-day spiritual practices, the beliefs in these phenomenons transcends time and culture. I do not believe in coincidences. I've said that so often since I've been on my spiritual journey. I believe they are spiritual acts. They're messages from our guides or a higher spiritual act. Coincidences basically let me know I'm on my right path. I might not always know the reason or the answer, but I know in my gut it was meant for me. And it's just that like aha moment. It's when I get a coincidence in my life, it just, or deja vu too, it just reminds me that there's higher practices here at work. And it seems to happen too when I'm kind of like becoming a little bit more unconscious and just going through my day-to-day life reactive, not purposeful. And it just reminds me like I am just a small speck, as amazing as we all are, in this whole thing we call a universe, right? So, how can we harness the power of angels, numbers, and synchronicities in our lives? Firstly, it's essential to cultivate awareness and mindfulness. By staying present and attuned to the signs around us, we can decipher the messages hidden within angel numbers and synchronicities, and also trust in a universal wisdom and timing. Even when life seems so chaotic, know that everything is unfolding as it should. Angel numbers and synchronicities serve as a guiding light. They illuminate our path, reminding us that we are never alone on our journey, right? A lot of people say, trust the process. So, as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you to embrace the magic of angel numbers and synchronicities. Pay attention to the signs around you, for they may hold the keys to unlocking your true potential and purpose. Grab a journal, begin to see the beautiful supernatural world for what it is. Thank you for listening to Mindset Money and Manifestation. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe for discussions on spirituality, metaphysics, and the wonderful worlds of the universe. Until next time, may your mindset be abundant, your money flow effortlessly, and your manifestations be magical. Thank you for tuning in to Mindset, Money, and Manifestation. I hope you've gained valuable insights to transform your relationship with wealth and abundance. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to hit the follow button and give it a 5-star review for more empowering content. And if you're ready to take your journey further and apply these principles to your life, click the link in the bio to discover exclusive resources and courses. Remember, the power to manifest your dream lies within you. Keep aligning your mindset, mastering your finances, and manifesting the life you desire. Until next time.